Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I'm not a gambler. I'm not a risk taker. I'm actually not a hairstylist. As you can see, my hair's a mess. And so here we have the Stanley Cup Finals in Las Vegas. Very, very good chance, probably a 90% chance, sorry, Florida, that we are going to be winning the Stanley Cup tonight at 5 p.m. local time. And so I knew that there was a good chance that on the 13th, we would have a home game and we would be playing and possibly clinching the title. Now, I know it could still go a whole variety of ways, but after what happened with the Nuggets game yesterday, I don't know if Florida has the luck they need. Congrats, Denver, by the way. But still, a great team. Florida has had amazing teams. Look at the Tampa Bay Bucks. Definitely Gators. They definitely know their sports, but it's time for the Vegas Golden Knights to win. And after all these seasons where they've been in the playoffs, this is the one where they look tight. They look ready to go. The problem is I didn't think to invest in hockey tickets. I didn't think to buy hockey tickets. And the reason why is I didn't know that you could resell them. I thought if you bought hockey tickets and you tried to sell them, you would look like a scalper, and you would get arrested. And like, oh, I got these tickets. You know, like that guy on Fast Time at Richmond High? I didn't want to be that guy. So I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, I could probably get tickets for under $1,000 and then maybe sell them. But I'm like, oh, no, that's just, too much risk. Okay, well, now these tickets are going for $12,000. These tickets that I could have bought going for $12,000, and apparently Ticketmaster allows you to resell them. Now, mind you, there's fees, you pay taxes, but imagine. So is that what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to buy four tickets, wait till they go up, sell two of them, and you basically are paying for yourself to go to the playoffs for free. Is that really how it's supposed to be? And I'm looking at these tickets, and oh my gosh, honestly, some of these tickets, $9,000, $12,000, $17,000, it's honestly cheaper, and I made a meme on this. It's actually cheaper for me to just glue myself to the ice tonight, let them arrest me, try to post bail. It'll still be cheaper than buying a ticket. And then I could say I was technically there on the ice. And I wouldn't want to do that because a lot of these guys are my neighbors, and they're really, really cool guys. Which, by the way, I need to get the neighborhood all decorated for them, you know? But, they have these... I don't understand. There's something called a hide lounge with no view. So maybe that's a place to party. Those tickets are under $1,000. But you start getting to the nosebleed seats, you're already in the thousands, and there are some seats left. And then when you start getting to the real, real seats, the one down below, you are looking at $12,000, $19,000. And so I don't know. I'm a little frustrated. Because I feel like I helped build Las Vegas. I have built this city. I feel like I've been here as a kid. I went to great schools. I've been paying taxes since I started. I've been I did donuts on the ground where the T-Mobile Arena is. I have basically flirted, almost slept with everybody who's ever been a hockey player. But I have really contributed to our city having this team, and I can't even afford to go to the playoffs. And I'm not saying woe is me, and honestly, if somebody does have $12,000 to spend or $17,000 to spend on playoff tickets, then my guess is you're good for you. But it's really frustrating to me. So when you do see people in there, not all of these people are very, very rich. Some of them had giveaways. Some of them had, I know there's a lot of benefactors in town giving away some tickets. Some of them had friends. But some of them, they got smart. They bought a few tickets, sold some of them, and then that basically paid for their tickets in itself. And I guess I'm frustrated because I really love sports and I love my town. And we have the Super Bowl coming. We're going to be hosting the Super Bowl. And all I'm hearing is that those tickets are going to be unattainable. They're just going to be too damn expensive. Now, I'm of the type of person that I can't drop $5,000 or $10,000 or something like that on a 2-3 hour experience. You know, I know going to the Super Bowl is that amazing, but honestly, I don't have that kind of money, and I could feed the homeless. I could do a lot more with that money. Not to mention, remember, I got a birthday coming up, so I got to start thinking about retirement. I'm getting older, and it just, I don't know, I'm just frustrated. So if any of you guys know, A, how to get some decent tickets to the Golden Knights game tonight, B, how everybody else has been doing it so I know what to do next year, because I think that's what you have to do. You got to buy the tickets ahead of time, and I get it with the playoffs. You never know who's going to score, but we knew for sure after the Golden Knights won 3 straight games. Two straight games that they were going to be playing on the 13th. I just didn't want to spend the $1,000, and looks like I could have made more. So I'm a little frustrated by that. But if any of you guys know how to do this right, so the average middle class person who doesn't have valets and chauffeurs and rich uncles can, you know, do this, let me know, because I want to go to a game in my own town, and I want to support my neighbors, my buddies, and, you know, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It is fascinating, though, to see these guys and how much work they put into it, and the athletic acumen they have. It's got to be exhausting. The number of games they play in a hockey season, and then all the hits they get, and then the ice, and then the goalies and their splits. I don't know how they have a groin by the time the game is done. And then the fights afterwards. And these guys, they keep getting up. They might have lost teeth. You know, they might need a lot of surgeries, but they keep going. They keep going at it. And it's remarkable. So if you do see a player, whether it's a basketball player, baseball player, a lot of sports that have been going on, hockey player, football player, just kind of give them a pat on the back, because, you know, they do a lot. Yeah, they get paid a lot, but, you know, it's for our entertainment. 1-877-DOCDALI. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so how many of you guys have Googled yourselves? It's online. Just you can be closed. How many of you Googled yourselves and saw what information came up? Hey, I saw that my birthday was inaccurate. I saw a couple things inaccurate, but for the most part, over the last few years, Google has gotten it right. Except the birthday. I don't like that number, and I'm going to get my I'm going to identify as a 29-year-old. Well, I'm going to go and fix my birth certificate. I think it's ridiculous to have a birth certificate say I was born in the 70s. Anyway, I decided to chat GTP myself yesterday, and I was surprised at right out the gate how incorrect it was. So one of the things it had said is that I had trained at the U of A, University of Arizona. Not sure where they got that. I did not train at U of A. So they say Dr. Dahlia completed her medical degree at the University of Nevada School of Medicine, and went on to complete her residency training in family medicine at the University of Arizona. Where did they get that? They said she has experience in both private practice and emergency medicine. That's true. They say, in addition to her medical practice, Dr. Dahlia has been actively involved in media and broadcasting. She hosts the syndicated radio talk show called The Dr. Dahlia Show, where she discusses various health topics, answers questions, puts people to sleep, you know, that kind of stuff. Okay. And at the end, then they also say Dr. Dahlia is known for her advocacy work, promoting health literacy, and participating in community health initiatives. I'm like, okay, great. They said she's been recognized for contributions to healthcare, has received several awards, including being named a top doctor by the Las Vegas 7 magazine. Now, there is, or there was, a 7 magazine. I don't remember being in it. And I can't find that. So that's nice, but are they making stuff up? Then who cares what they say about me? But I'm worried about medical information. I'm worried about, you know, if you're going to ChatGPT for life or death information, and they can't even get me, who's very public, whose training is all over the internet, and who doesn't really get a lot of awards. If they have this many inaccuracies, okay, but this didn't really blow my mind. Okay, this is what blew my mind. I had asked ChatGPT. How are Dr. Dahlia's books? Yeah, I expected them to say they sucked. I expected them to say, you know, she needs to quit writing more. We have enough of them. Instead, ChatGPT said, as of my knowledge cutoff in September 2021, Dr. Dahlia Wax, the host of the Dr. Dahlia Show, has not published any books. Therefore, I am unable to provide any information or review about Dr. Dahlia's books, since they do not exist up until that point. I've been writing books since 2019. Now, that's, okay, those are some pretty big inaccuracies. Now then, I'm like, well, wait a second, okay? I'm feeling a little down. I got a birthday coming. Let me ask ChatGPT if they think I'm pretty. Why not? And let me see the answer that they gave. Now, I think, Interestingly, I think ChatGPT is a married male. Because get this answer. This is what ChatGPT answered when I asked if I was pretty. Okay? As an AI language model, I don't have the capability to judge someone's physical appearance, including whether someone is considered quote-unquote pretty or not. Okay, so you see what they did? They completely kicked the can down the road. They're like, you know what? Don't ask me. I'm only AI. I am not a source. Beauty is subjective and varies from person to person. He said it is more appropriate to focus on Dr. Dahlia's professional expertise and contributions in the field of medicine than her physical appearance. Okay, this has got to be a married male. I mean, do you see what they did? They completely shunted. They are asking if anybody, if it looks like they just don't want to get into it. You know what? Okay, who's pretty? Let me ask. Okay, that's what they said for, is Dr. Dahlia pretty? Let me go. What is Margot Robbie pretty? Let's do this. Is Margot Robbie pretty? Let's see what they say about her. If they also do this, well, we can't say. What does it say? All right. Beauty is subjective. Varies. But she's an Australian actress known for her roles in films such as The Wolf of Wall Street, Suicide Squad, and I, Tonya. Many people find her to be attractive, but it ultimately comes down to personal preferences and individual options. Okay, so I want to say, do people find Dr. Dahlia attractive? Oh my gosh. You know what? I just cruising for a bruising. Okay, so do people find Dr. Dahlia attractive? And yes, I will do annoying next. Hold on a second. Let's do attractive first. Do people find Dr. Dahlia attractive? Oh God. He doesn't have access to personal opinions. It's important to remember that attractiveness is subjective. Okay, that's their answer saying no. Okay, how about this? Is Dr. Dahlia annoying? Let's try that one. Is Dr. Dahlia annoying? Let's see what that says. He's as an AI language model. I don't have personal opinions. Okay, so they won't say. This is interesting. All right, well, so you know what? Let's move on to the medicine. So I asked about the COVID vaccine. I asked about ivermectin. I asked about hydroxychloroquine. And those answers were fascinating because they basically gave what we've seen already on Google, where the studies don't. In fact, let me see. I've written so much about. I asked, is hydroxychloroquine used for COVID misinformation? They said the use of hydroxychloroquine for COVID-19 treatment has been the subject of debate and controversy. It gained attention early on as a potential treatment option due to some in vitro and anecdotal evidence suggesting antiviral activity. However, as more rigorous scientific studies and clinical trials were conducted, the evidence did not support widespread use. So then I asked, okay, so basically they said it was more anecdotal. Then I go, well, okay, how does hydroxychloroquine act on the COVID-19 virus? I probably should have said SARS, COVID-2, but they said hydroxychloroquine is an antimalarial drug. It goes into that. In theory, they say hydroxychloroquine could inhibit the replication of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, by interfering with the entry of the virus into host cells or hindering the replication process. It has been suggested that hydroxychloroquine may alter the pH levels within cellular compartments, including endosomes. That's how it phagocytes and grabs the virus where the virus enters the cell. Additionally, hydroxychloroquine has immunomodulatory effects that may help regulate the immune response and mitigate the excessive inflammation observed in severe cases of COVID-19. It has been proposed that hydroxychloroquine could dampen the immune response and prevent the cytokine storm associated with severe COVID-19. Okay, now that doesn't sound anecdotal. Now, then they go in about the clinical trials. So you see, depending on how you ask the question, it gives a different answer. And I am picking up bias. So I decided for poops and giggles to ask if it thought President Trump was a good president and if it thought President Biden was a good president. So let me see. Okay, let me see if I have that. Hold on a second. I need to. Yeah, you could also ask what's a woman. That's interesting. But let me get over the pretty. Yeah, it's still saying it can't say I'm pretty. That's a problem. All right. Let me see if I have. Okay. Is President Biden a good president? They said, as an AI language model, I don't have personal opinions or the ability to predict the future. Evaluating the effectiveness or quality of a presidential performance is subjective, yada, yada, yada. So it basically says Biden took office 2021, implemented various policies, initiatives during his time in office. Some people support his actions and policies. Others may have different opinions or concerns. They say to assess his presidency, it's important to consider a range of... Okay, so basically, they played it safe. I then asked, is President Trump a good president? Was he? He says, they also say they can't assess the effectiveness, but during the presidency, Trump implemented a range of policies and initiatives across various areas, economy, immigration, foreign relations, healthcare, more, highlighted his efforts to stimulate economic growth, but critics of President Trump have raised concerns about his approach to governance, including his communication style, divisive rhetoric, and policy decisions. Additionally, assessments, so they actually went a little bit more about the critique of Trump than Biden. When I asked about Hunter Biden, did Hunter Biden break the law? They didn't go into it. They said there's allegations involving business dealings, but it's important to know that allegations are not equivalent to proven violations of the law. So they played it safe. I asked if Joe Biden elicited cognitive deficit, and they said that the president had been assessed multiple times, undergone medical examinations that include assessments of his cognitive function. We don't have anything that relates to that. So, I don't know. ChatGPT might not be that accurate. 1-877-DOLLY.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. In the hours before he's indicted on 37 felony counts, President Trump continues to have the support of top Republicans, like House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
Is justice being carried out fairly is the question. When you see some of those pictures and go, wait a minute, these are clippings and they're trying to present it as classified documents, people are looking at that wondering.
Both supporters and opponents have gathered outside the courthouse in Miami amid very tight security. Crews have recovered the remains of the driver killed in Sunday's crash and massive fire of a tanker truck that destroyed an overpass on Interstate 95 through Philadelphia. 0.1% is the smallest monthly increase in the Consumer Price Index. In more than 2 years, the Labor Department track of inflation grew at an annual rate of 4%. The Vegas Golden Knights go for the Stanley Cup tonight. The Knights lead the Florida Panthers 3-1. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason, our producer. So I am devastated by seeing the number of homeless. You know, we're talking about the Stanley Cup tickets and all that. I could spend that kind of money when I know there's individuals that could use that money. Can you imagine? A three-hour game, all that money. And I don't want people to feel guilty about it, but when you look at the homeless situation and the poverty that we have, especially just a couple blocks from where the game's going to be, it just shows we need to, as a society, do better. Now, California, I don't know if you've been there recently, but every time I go, I see more and more homeless camps. And what some individuals are doing, and by the way, homelessness, it's It's a spectrum. So growing up, when I saw a homeless person, they would look like they were very, very dirty, didn't have clean clothes, were almost blackened from the sun. Heat destroyed skin. Maybe a bag for their wine that they would hide and keep the bag. And you would, unfortunately, so you would see somebody who was poor, somebody who was ill, somebody who was drinking. They would many times be brought to the hospital, and then we would hydrate them. We would try to debride any bad tissue if they had, like, little maggots on their feet. Well, some of them needed amputations of their feet, and there would be maggots that were eating away the dead flesh, and the doctors would say, let them continue to do their work because they're debriding the foot, and then we're going to take them to OR and clean it all off because I'm like trying to pick out all the maggots. But it was a very stereotypical look of somebody homeless. Now we're seeing there's a wide spectrum of it. I mean, there was a time where I didn't have a place to live for a couple days. I wouldn't say I was homeless, but I figured it out, got through, was able to bounce around a couple people's houses until I could find a place I could afford and rent a room. But I wouldn't call that homeless. But a lot of individuals do qualify as homeless if they don't have a place to live, a steady place to live. And they don't have the money to afford a place. What some individuals have been doing have been getting RVs. Used RVs, broken down RVs, fixed them up. It provides shelter. And in some states, they're allowing you to park it wherever. Now, I would definitely urge any of you guys, if you can, to get an RV. I think it is a fantastic option if you have to evacuate because of bad air or volcano or hurricane or earthquake. If you have animals and pets, you could pile them all in there. There's a bathroom, there's a shower, hopefully. And you have shelter, and you can move it if you have to. But the homeless situation now encompasses those with mental illness, those with major physical illness, those with drug use, those with alcohol use, and those who just, they can't afford a place. So they're going to park on the side of the road, which is dangerous. There's not a lot of security on the side of the road. But they'll park among other encampments and try to make things work. So Governor Newsom, I believe he had an interview with Sean Hannity. I didn't get a chance to see it, but I've heard some clips. And he actually had said that the homelessness crisis is a quote-unquote disgrace. So it's good to finally, you know that people are acknowledging that this is not something that we can just overlook and poo-poo. This is something that needs to be addressed. And cities like San Francisco, San Diego are besieged, we're told, with these encampments. A lot of businesses are shuttering. We heard that there's many places in San Francisco that are going to stop paying rent because they're, I think Nordstrom's left one of the major malls, and I think one of the malls is considering just now defaulting. And it's a big concern because it's not only a mess for the economy, but it's a public health crisis. I don't know if you remember, but that hepatitis A outbreak that affected multiple states that we believe started in San Diego started in the vast homelessness camp. And one other sort of impetus was the ending of plastic bags being given out so easily, trying to protect the environment against plastics, which I get, but they made plastic bags purchasable. You had to buy them. So a lot of people were just walking out of the store with their tampons or toilet paper without bags. Yet the homeless individuals use those bags, and they use them for sanitary reasons. So if they had a big jar or a can of Frank's and Beans that was empty, they would use that as their potty, put a bag in it, sit on it, then wrap the bag up, throw it out. Without bags, They unfortunately were able to spread more disease. And we heard that the local health department had to give out plastic bags to the homeless populations again. So Newsom was speaking to Sean Hannity, And he asked about what's going on with the homelessness. Apparently, the homelessness figures have risen 13% in California while Governor Newsom was governor. And the statistics show a 6.8% increase between 2019 and 2020, another 6% increase between 2020 and 2022. So Newsom said the state has not made progress in the last two decades as it relates to homelessness because housing costs are too high, our regulatory thickets are too problematic, localism has been too impactful, meaning people locally are pushing back against new housing starts and construction. So one thing that's going on there is when the cities suggest to have neighborhoods where they could set up housing for homeless people, those property values that are already overly inflated can then drop drastically. And it's because a small percentage, a very small percentage of homeless individuals could have mental illness and could be violent and do drugs. And so people who are spending millions on their homes do not want that close by to the schools, to their kids, to where they're living. So the governor says, I own this. I take responsibility for this. He said he was only in office for 4 years and it wasn't enough time. He said that in 2005, there was a historic number of homelessness under a Republican administration. So they could go back and forth, but what we need to do is figure out, well, how do we fix it? Homeless individuals are a public health crisis, not to mention they're at risk of dying. We already have a medical system that is oversaturated. We are bringing in thousands upon thousands of migrants a day. And we don't have enough homes or places to live for our own Americans and our veterans and many of these individuals that were U.S. citizens for a while. How are we going to home other people if we don't have homes for our current Americans? Not to mention, what are we doing from a medical standpoint? If many of these individuals are malnourished, have medical issues, do we have enough free medical care for these individuals? Do we have enough hospital beds? No. In fact, in Vegas, I think they got in trouble for discharging a homeless person back on the street because they needed the bed. And after they took care of the homeless person without bringing them to a shelter. And I'm not exactly sure what the process is because usually social workers help with that. But if the shelters are overwhelmed, they need to build new shelters. And they need to get to the root of why there's homelessness. Now, isn't that the prices are so ridiculously exorbitantly high that there's no way to have a neighborhood that allows people to reasonably purchase a home or rent? Isn't that people are afraid to give them jobs? Let's treat what we need to treat. But it's, I think everybody, nobody's seen the forest from the trees. And I think the homeless crisis is just going to continue to grow. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So former U.S. Olympian Tori Bowie died at the age of 32. And this occurred, I believe, last month. According to an autopsy, they think she died from experiencing respiratory distress and eclampsia due to her pregnancy. Bowie passed away in her bed on May 2nd in her Florida home. It was revealed she was in labor when she died. An autopsy report from the Orange County, Florida Medical Examiner's Office, obtained by USA Today, said that the medical examiner ruled that her death was natural. But Daily Mail said the athlete was pregnant at the time of her death. Bowie's agent, Kimberly Holland, told CBS News that the news would end the hurtful speculation about the cause of death. People had thought that she committed suicide and it was post-athletic depression, but they were making speculations. So her agent said, hopefully now knowing the truth, there will be many apologies. And by the way, anybody in the media should show respect. Anybody should be showing respect when there's somebody that is obviously, you know, in the family is going through the loss. But it shows how if people were concerned, though the first thing everybody always says is it's the COVID-19 vaccine. Then they say it's, well, drugs. Or it's God forbid anything happens to me. Right? I had my COVID-19 vaccine booster in September. You could consider that, but my guess is it would be something else. And would you please consider foul play first? Honestly, if anything happens to me, please consider foul play. Because I have no desire to leave this earth before God wants me to. And I trust that. I don't think God wants me up there yet anyway. I think he's like, you know what, please stay there. You'll cause too much chaos up in heaven. And there's no room in hell for you, so just stay there. But, you know, people speculate, and I get it. You know, an Olympian in great shape who's young dies. People want to know what's going on. But for the love of God, you know, show some respect. So the loved ones became concerned after failing to hear from her for several days. Cops from the Orange County Sheriff's Office arrived to do a welfare check, and they found her sadly deceased in her bed. Her grieving sister hinted at mental health problems back in May. She said people who pretend to be happy have some of the saddest souls, and people who do not try to convince the world that they're happy have the most genuine souls because they are content with just being them, for them, and nobody else. Now, Bowie was a three-time 2016 Olympic medalist for the U.S. She won gold in the 4x100-meter relay, silver in the 100-meter, and bronze in the 200-meter. She was the fastest woman in the world in 2017, won the World Championships in London with a time of 10.85 seconds. So, very gifted athlete, talented athlete. But they believe that this had to do with her pregnancy. And what we do on TV and in Hollywood, where we glorify pregnancy and make it look like it's so easy and so much fun, I was scared to death. My pregnancies, both of them, were painful. Very scary. We almost lost the children. It was the fetuses, and thank God they came out. That's why I only stopped at two. I would have loved to have more kids, but I just didn't think I would be able to have a third healthy baby. But it's a scary time. So eclampsia is a condition that they believe she might have had, and there's warning signs that could come with it. It's a life-threatening complication of pre-eclampsia. 1 in 25 pregnant women can get this. I believe Beyonce and Kim Kardashian had both suffered from it. Most cases are mild, surely improve after birth, but some pre-eclampsia can go to eclampsia, and that could be very devastating. We aren't really sure, but the pre-eclampsia could develop when the blood supply to the placenta is not as strong. You'll end up getting elevated blood pressure, and then you'll start getting protein in the urine, which is why whenever you're pregnant, we check your blood pressure all the time, as well as protein in the urine to look at kidney function. So warning signs could be a headache that doesn't go away, vision problems, pain below the ribs. You feel sick or vomiting, and a lot of pregnant women feel that way anyway. Heartburn that won't go away with antacids. Rapidly increasing swelling of the face, hands, or feet. Feeling unwell. I would say if your urine looks a little bubbly, I'd add that because protein in the urine, your urine could be bubbly. And preeclampsia could affect the baby's growth, could cause them to be born prematurely, could cause them to be a stillborn. It could lead to severe breathing difficulties, And oftentimes babies born in an emergency situation. So when you hear people say, well, they aren't allowing abortions to save women's lives, and a lot of states do allow, you know, to save a woman's life, people ask, why would anybody consider an abortion? What sort of condition would a mom be undergoing? Sometimes it's an eclampsia. Usually what they will do is try to deliver the baby and see if the baby can then live on its own. And it's scary to think that something so natural, something our human bodies are designed to do, could kill us. But a pregnancy can kill you. So with preeclampsia, we oftentimes, if we think you could go into eclampsia, we will advise you to, you know, if you're ready, go once the baby is full term to move forward with the pregnancy. We might even induce. But there's also a condition called HELLP syndrome. It's a rare liver and blood clotting disorder that could also be serious, causing liver and kidney failure. So I'm not exactly sure what Miss Bowie could have had. We're just getting pieces of information now. But it's just frightening to see that, you know, somebody young, healthy, or who believed to be healthy, you know, could struggle with that. And usually our OBs are on it, and we have very close follow-up. But they said that maybe she went into respiratory distress, and she died in her sleep. But it's sad. It's so when it comes to pregnancies, I'm a little concerned because I do telemedicine. I'm licensed in multiple states, and I work for a telemedicine company. And I can't tell you how many pregnant women I get who don't have a physician or a medical provider, and they just haven't had the time. Even though most states have funding, and most insurance will cover, Medicaid will cover somebody pregnant because of the baby. You know, they want to protect both, you know, mom and fetus. There's many individuals that don't go. And you need to, because there's a lot of complications. I know pregnancy seems like the most natural thing out there. Our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and foremothers and, you know, have done it before us. But we've also, sadly, throughout our history, have had serious complications. Strokes, heart attacks, pulmonary embolisms, bleeds, miscarriages, stillborns. I've had family, in my family, the women have either miscarried or stillborn. We just don't have an easy time when it comes to being pregnant. And we're very, very grateful for the number of pregnancies we're able to have and do. I'm very grateful for my boys. But I got to tell you, man, it took an act of God for both of them to make it here safe. So if you do have somebody who is pregnant, make sure they're up to date on their tests and on their evaluation, and if their doctor can't get them in, make sure they at least get checked out on an urgent care. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.